As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. And as you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is. And yes, it is time for the Insight Hour. And I'll tell you, we have such a great show planned for you this evening that I am so excited that you know I have to give it up to the Creator. And if I give it up to the Creator, I then have to give it up to Dr. Lynn. Lynn, are you there?
Reverend Roxy Hampton, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're also beaming out on a couple different websites tonight on Love 528. That's the Love528TV.net over the Mogulus Broadcasting System, which we're engaging now to advance Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, and the more than nine venues, Reverend Roxy. Right now it looks like we're going to probably have about possibly as many as 20 different venues worldwide that are going to be broadcasting, very much like I'm broadcasting right now over live streaming video to a lot of folks internationally. So what a wonderful time it is. Reverend Roxy, you want me to give it up to the Creator tonight?
Yes, you must give it up to the Creator tonight. Go for
it. All right, well, let's do that. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings. We thank you so much for all the blessings that you're constantly administering and pouring out over the heavenly throne. And as it's manifesting on earth, we praise you for the glorious contributions that you're making, uplifting our hearts and reuniting us with your divine essence. We praise you for the love. We praise you for the resources, human and otherwise, financial included. We praise you for all the money that's come in to support all the people that are working to bring Live H2O through the venues worldwide. Thanks for the support you're giving to Uganda and to Germany and to Cardiff and to Wales and London. And we thank you for what happened today with Toronto. We thank you for City Hall in Toronto calling our organizers, Heavenly Creator, and thank you for bringing actually City Hall and the government of Toronto, Canada, to support Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. Heavenly Creator, we've got another 5 weeks. I ask for a full pouring out of love from all over the world, from all reaches of this planet. I ask for all of the most conscious musicians and philanthropists to come and join our growing ranks, which literally give you praise and glory through your living water. We praise you for your water. We praise you for the sustenance that you provide. We praise you for all these blessings constantly pouring out endlessly from your heavenly throne on earth as it is in heaven. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you. Amen. Well, Reverend Roxy, how are things going in beautiful Hawaii?
You know what? Everything is full of aloha. We are moving. I can only tell you that, you know, I want to thank you for those kind words that you gave us in testimony of the steam vent, because those words have taken us to the next level. I can only report to you that we are going to be walking that beautiful land next door to the kingdom of heaven, and we are going to be blessing it with our intentions to turn it into the most grand and glorious, healing, county, healthy, recreational facility ever to come down the pike, which is to leave it alone and just let it be what it is, because it already is that. So let know that things are really happening over here in Hawaii, and I'm sitting here with two beautiful people. You know Galen, he's the steward here right now, holding it down, and we have Tricia Moore, who you met through the conference call, who is here now, and we're serious about the Hawaii venue, and it's going to pick up speed, world, so watch out. We're going to be coming live for those 3 days from beautiful Hawaii. How's that,
well,
Dr.?
That's wonderful. I don't know if you had a chance to see the beautiful website that we have for broadcasting Concert for the Living Water. It's at www.liveh2o.tv. And if you click on the link that takes you to the page that will bring you internationally, June 19th to the 21st, live broadcast all over the world on that website, you'll see that the venue link to Hawaii, I have put it aside. I have not given up my faith and trust in the Creator or you, Reverend Roxy. I know you shall manifest this magnificent event in the spirit of aloha, really featuring the beautiful native Hawaiian culture from the Big Island of Hawaii, celebrating with us the living water.
I know this because it was written a long time ago, and you and I both know how wonderfully close we are to each other. And so we will tie this into a beautiful bow, and we will share and sing and praise and prayer. And we will have representatives from the Temple of Lono, which is the true practice. And what we're going to be sharing with the world is, all you may not be able to speak Hawaiian, but after these 3 days, you certainly will think Hawaiian. And that is what our contribution in this 50th anniversary of annexation, and in 100 years of our little humble Pahoa being a town, we will be putting our best foot, both spiritually and soulfully and soilfully, into the mix here. And we are part of the world, and we know this. And I'm just so happy to be able to, after 2 years we've been talking about this, doing the Inside Hour, it's coming down to the wire. And I hope everybody out there is getting as excited as we are over here on this big rock.
You know, I appreciate that too very, very much. You know, we may have a little technical difficulty. I'm getting a signal from our camera man over here that we may end up losing our video feed, but that's okay. We'll pick it up next time for the Mogulus Broadcasting System. At any rate, Reverend Roxy, I want to also thank you for continuing to hold that faith and that space over there on the Big Island. And Brother Galen, I thank you also for holding the fort down on the Kingdom of Heaven. You know, I really appreciate what you're doing over there. My heart is with you guys. I wish that I was over there myself. Paradise is it's hard to leave, and I look forward to coming back. You know, folks, I also I want to, unless Reverend Roxy, I've had a couple questions this week about what we should be doing to prepare our Holy Spirit-filled temples to literally receive the full anointing, the full blessing, full prospering in all ways that we're now engaging as we lead up to this magnificent event, the Concert for the Living Water, June 19th to the 21st. On the 21st, everybody, if you're just joining us and you don't know, we're going to be joined around the world. Human hearts are going to marry the universal solvent, water. And we're going to create a homeopathic love potion, if you will, for all the waters worldwide, the rivers, the streams, the lakes. And all of this is being done by the grace of the Creator, directed by the Creator, the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra that literally sings love songs and uplifts everything simultaneously, including you and me. Essentially, we're going to be directed by the Creator, and that's what's happening. It's unfolding naturally. It's unfolding by divine direction. And Reverend Roxy and I both know we started with nothing. We've been watching it unfold with nothing, from nothing into everything. And that's the way it should be. But the concept of blessing with our human hearts, the fully intending lasting peace on earth, world health, and prosperity in all ways, total abundance in everything that we want to envision for ourselves and each other as a human race, as literally the children of the Creator, that we can do things that are beyond what we seem to have in our current limitations, the political impositions, the poverty, the pestilence, the dehydration, and the starvation. We're going to put an end to that, because essentially your voice will join our voice and voices, and we'll be broadcasting the truth that shall set us free, but also the music of divine harmony. And that's 528 hertz frequency. That's a resonance that is absolutely divine. It is not in dissonance with nature. It is in harmony with divinity. And that's what we're engaging now, the knowledge that shall set us free. We've been blessed to work with the world's leading physicists and mathematicians and healers and holy persons and elders worldwide now. And we have confirmation over and over again that the 528 hertz frequency that our musicians and instruments and voices will be tuned to, that these very unique tuning, which is an old tuning, which is a master tuning for self-mastery and literally evolution in human consciousness to reconnect with our divine source, with our Creator, with our beloved Creator, so that this concept that the feeling in your heart when you feel like you're in love and you're in love joy, well, there's an energy to that. There's a resonance and a frequency that is in harmony with the other person. So relationships are all about this whole connection and vibration, and that this is what we've now uncovered and researched and have had confirmation from worldwide authorities, experts in these various fields, to know that what we're about to do is historic. What we're about to do is literally bless the water with humanity's heart, singing in love, and then, in essence, putting our heart frequency vibrations into the world's oceans and rivers and streams and lakes, creating a love potion, if you will, a homeopathic vibrating liquid crystal superconductive juice that is going to literally uplift everybody. Unless you've got a blocked heart. If you've got a really blocked heart and you're really dumbed down and a mind control slave of something less than the Creator, well then, you know, you may have a little problems. I think the world is about to experience a lot more challenges, but the choice now to uplift and to prepare your Holy Spirit-filled temple to literally vibrate with this higher level of vibration and essence of love. That's what the opportunity is right now. And we've had a number of callers this week and emails this week that have asked me to comment on what is it going to take for you to prepare. So I had hoped that a couple of those callers would call in. BBS Radio's numbers are online at bbsradio.com. From internationally, there's calling numbers that you can call in. From the United States, it's toll-free. It's 877-876-5227. That's toll-free 877-876-5227. And that's toll-free from anywhere in the United States. And you can basically be engaged now with us in advancing the understanding of what we need to do to prepare our Holy Spirit-filled temples to be optimally vibrating with the essence of love, so that we're now capable of not only being surviving, but actually thriving, actually walking through this whole concept of there being a Babylonian hell on earth, that we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death fearing nothing. Because essentially the faith is this concept of connection between our hearts, heart faith, heart love, heart intention of divine recreation, to have ourselves be blessed fully so that we can bless others maximally. And that is the key to prosperity. That's the wisdom of Solomon. It's not about the money. It's what King Solomon asked for. That's why he became the wealthiest man in history. It's because it wasn't about the money for him. He asked for wisdom. And the wisdom included what his father was so into, which was love and praise for the Creator. Love and full faith, heartfelt, loving faith and devotion, and praise and glorifying the Creator and singing the Creator's praises, even in battle, even going into battle. This is what King David did with his harp as well. Played this miraculous harp that healed people. The same thing for his son. The wisdom of Solomon was literally requested by Solomon so that he could be wealthy in all ways and prospering in all ways, which is the covenant. It's the contract. The ark of the covenant. If you think of ark or archery, you think of that half circle or basically a rainbow. This half circle is the ark. And there's a mathematics to that sacred geometry, and that's this mathematics of love. It's frequency 528 now. We now know that that's the heart center for all the sacred geometry. So we now know literally the most important ways to commune with our Creator, and that is through heartfelt, loving faith and intention to bless, to uplift, to restore, enjoy optimal health. This is the essence of our Creator. And so, with that understanding, prayer also plays a key role. So if you want to fully engage blessing concert for the living water, as well as your entire life, you want to hold faith and this concept of love and this concept that prayer manifests literally, divinely, through this musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. It's in fact the physicists call a quantum field. And so this is basically what we're engaging right now. You might see I'm a little distracted, but I'm getting some messages in from BBS and some other folks. Again, if you have your questions, why don't you give us a call? We have a caller on line two. So, Seth, why don't you bring on the caller from line two? Let's take a question. Caller, hi, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Hello?
Yes, hi, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Len, this is Dean. This quantum physics, quantum energy technology, like the QXEI, the one I mentioned by email, there's a new one called the Energetics Core. Can you use any of this equipment to help energize the waters?
Okay, the question is, for those who are on Mobilis Broadcasting, the question is, can you use various equipment to energize water? Is that about right? That's about your question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know that it energizes, like, soil and plants and animals, and why not water?
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, yeah, there's the best way I was just talking about to energize water. That's the Holy Spirit-filled temple way, basically hands-on healing and prayer. That'll energize the water, and I would recommend that, obviously, most importantly. There's a lot of wonderful equipment out there. There's a lot of crutches that we have been using. You know, the human race has basically been dumbed down. If you were really fully engaging this whole concept of divine unconditional love in our hearts and the power in it, we wouldn't need to have machines. We wouldn't need to have anything but exactly what Jesus had. And Yeshua said it is by your faith that you are healed. Likewise, it's by your faith and trust that the concept of, yeah, we just lost our Mobilis broadcast. Sorry about that, folks. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to put people back on autopilot on Mobilis. The question, as we return to the BBS listening group, the concept of us having machines that vibrate water into six-sided hexagonal-shaped structures that have the highest oxidative reductive potential, or that's called ORP, that would allow the most energy to be conducted from the DNA, that is very possible now with a number of things. Number one, I would recommend, besides hands-on healing and prayer, if you want to just take a gallon of water, put your stereo headphones around that water bottle, let's say a gallon glass jar, and put on Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD and play that through headphones right into the water. You can also go to thewaterresonator.com, and for I think it's about $24, you can buy ten little energizers, water energizers, that stick on to your water containers, and we've got them on windows and windshields. I've got one on the back of my car, on the window on the back of my car. It's a great blessing because you have to understand all of the environment is hydrated. So there's water actually in the air, and so the resonant frequency energy through the creative juice, the water actually goes through energized structures. That's what actually, if you look up the term, the Star of David, it's called Solomon's Seal. Solomon's Seal is defined as an amulet. That's like a geographic or a graphic design, an amulet for the prevention and elimination of fevers and infectious diseases. And so that's what this concept of energy that can be put into water can deliver, a vibration. Even from, if you see a sacred geometric form like the Star of David, that six-sided hexagon is sacred. That's why carbon-6 is the organic chemistry ring that is all of life is based on. That's why honeybees form honeycombs in that six-sided hexagonal shape, because there's a sacred resonance energy to it. And if you see it, that literally means that vibrations of light are coming into your eye and stimulating the nervous system with color and form. And that frequency resonance vibration carries the essence also of our Creator if it is of sacred geometric form. And so that's what this whole concept, it's a whole evolution in consciousness and a full understanding that we don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill any longer. Hydration and water science is what Concert for the Living Water is all about. It's breaking free of the insanity and the psychopathology that includes the mass hypnosis and mass programming of the global industrialists that have sufficiently indoctrinated, incarcerated, enslaved, and genocidally manipulated to half of the world's population currently being targeted for elimination. This is what we've now in the process of freeing ourselves from, with the basic simple understanding of water and how to structure it, and what is structured water, and how is water the universal solvent, how it solves every problem from lacking energy resources on the planet through hydrogen fuel, breaking off hydrogen through electrolysis. You can break off hydrogen fuel and be like the sun. The sun is all hydrogen fuel. And so this is what we can literally run our planet with water and don't need to pollute. And we can literally heal our bodies with oxysilver, which is the top shelf silver hydrosol that contains 528 hertz frequency of love. And so you begin to realize we're breaking free of all of the enslaving ways that the global industrials have set out for us. Do you have another question?
Yes, I just wanted to ask, in regards to detoxifying the water, is that also your aim? Because I have a machine that it's like a foot bath, Q2 foot bath, and it energizes the water, and the ORP can go anywhere from 0 to minus 2,000. But when it detoxifies the water, you can clearly see that. The water turns to rust. Is that also your idea for purifying the waters, or is it just to change the energy?
Well, the number one is changing the energy, and there's some evidence already advancing with Dr. Emoto's work that if you pray over water and you structure it, you're starting to put back the divine resonance energy into it. Then what ends up happening is that you have a purification process as well, interestingly enough. It relates to this whole concept of being able to practice alchemy. It's a matter of understanding alchemical principles which rely on what we're talking about. The oxidative reductive potential relates to structure of water and electron dynamics, the spin of electrons, the orbits of the electrons, how many orbiting electrons do you have in balance with the number of protons and neutrons in any atomic element. And so now you begin to enter the realm of, okay, you want to detoxify. I would get a product called Zeolife, Zeolife. That's the most profoundly beneficial, broad-spectrum detoxifying agent in the world. And I'm blessed to be able to represent that on behalf of Dr. Medicine Wolf, our dear brother Dr. Medicine Wolf, who, at my request, I asked him for something that beneficial that would cover not only heavy metals for all the poor children who have been intoxicated with vaccinations and made mercury intoxicated and neurologically impaired, that we need to get rid of that mercury, aluminum, heavy metals out of their bodies. This is also very important when it comes to purifying and uplifting spiritually the resonance energy in your body. Preparation for this concert when we start to sing, and as this spiritual renaissance, which is already exponentially accelerating, and it has been for many years, and many listeners on this program and on BBS Radio have been very well tuned to the fact that synchronicities more and more are happening, miracles, prayers manifesting more rapidly. Everything like that is an indication that we are living in a time of spiritual renaissance, and that it's all culminating in the 1,000 years of world peace. And to get there, what we're about to do is fulfill Revelation 14:1, the singing of a new song in such a way to the living water, to fulfill the Bible's chapter number 13, and then subsequently 14, which deals with the 42-month period by which those who have not prepared themselves are going to be in sad shape, and the world itself is going to be a big challenge to get through for normal people. That is, those people who have been dumbed down, mind-controlled slaves who have lost their faith and trust in their divine power to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil. You see, everybody's going to be in fear, and the dissonance is going to be so dramatic it's going to cause a lot of people's hearts to fail. And the closing down of the hearts, basically, that's the prophecy and the fulfillment of Revelation. And so this concept now that preparation involves detoxification, starting with detoxification, because ideally your water body, your body's made of 80% of this created juice, and so you want to have that literally in its most pristine crystal form to be able to receive and transmit the signals of light and sound divine that we're all capable of really beautifully receiving and transmitting. And that's the essence of the love signal that's so profoundly healing. Because when we're in 528, that is when we're in the middle, the heart of the matrix of map, in the heart of the Creator's loving, joyful heart that creates us and everything, when we're in that, then we're not out of it. It's like Reverend Roxy has been saying, you know, you get a chance to choose in or choose out. And if you're choosing in, and you're choosing salvation, and you're choosing spiritual evolution, and now you're talking about choosing detoxification to create your Holy Spirit-filled temple to be able to enjoy that and really celebrate the essence of divine resonance and protection and spiritual uplift, consciousness, and this creative genius that so many people that we now are working with are experiencing. It's like many Da Vinci's out there today. And so the concept to purify our bodies is what I had asked Dr. Medicine Wolf to develop the most profound way to do that. And he took what's called zeolite, which is the most heralded medical, standard medical chelation agent, and that the substance is from lava rock and has like a honeycomb structure that holds on to toxins and pulls them out of the body. The problem is that it doesn't hold on to it well in the normal zeolite form, and it ends up dropping it out in the colon and on its way out, or the kidney. And so Dr. Medicine Wolf, because he is a genius in this area of essence of spirituality and bioenergy, one of his five doctorates is in biophysics. So he knows how electrons spin, and how then, because of the electron spin and the number of electrons, then he understands positive negative charges and the ability to magnetically hold on to toxins, heavy metals, pathogenic particles, and get rid of them. And so what he's done is designed for us zeolite, taking zeolite, standard chelation agent, modifying its energetics so that it holds on to the things that should be removed from your body, which is a process in medicine that's called clathration. So there's chelation, and then there's clathration. And when you clathrate, then you're not intoxicated as you're removing these heavy metals and these chemicals. So ideally, the ideal detoxifier would deal with heavy metals, it would deal with chemicals, and at the same time, it would deal with the energy or the electromagnetic frequencies that we're all being inundated with today. The concept that cell phones put off vibrations that are in dissonance to your natural resonance, and that the wires in the wires, electrical wires, are causing cancers, and television sets, the video display terminals, are putting off radiation. That radiation can be eliminated again energetically. And this again is the salvation message, because there's nothing more powerful and healing than the Creator's resonance. And so the more you can attune to that, love 528 hertz frequency from the Creator's heart to your heart, the more you can get engaged with that, fill your body temple with that, then literally you'll be a light body. You will be an uplifted. You know, we're with the concert for the Living Water, we're talking about eliminating or transmuting the music of the night, using the music of the light. And, of course, you know, the whole concept that Lucifer was in charge of both the light as well as the music. Well, you know, we're about to turn the tables. This is basically the end of the play Phantom of the Opera, where the phantom, the demon, has got Christianity in the form of Christina. He's in love with her, and she, you know, basically wants to get rid of him. And she, in order to do that, lends her heart to him in the last act. And her love, that is a metaphor for Christianity's love for the Creator, basically puts Satan in the grave. And that's the case for 1,000 years of world peace. That's exactly what we're doing with Concert for the Living Water. So we're really using the fundamental understanding of water and how it impacts everything from detoxification to spiritual evolution. So I hope that gives you some appreciation for the subject of detox.
Thank you, Len. Do you have any comments about, I know you can't medically diagnose over the phone, I don't expect that kind of accuracy, but what comes to your mind about soft tissue and vaccines? I know that sudden infant death syndrome, autism, connective tissue disorder, and neurological impairment is at the top of the list, but in my case, I continually want to crack my joints for relief and for the discomfort and pain that I feel and weakness I feel in soft tissue. Does anything come to your mind about that?
You know, you've got me there. I really don't have anything except for the generic approach that I would recommend that everybody who has lived in Babylon and been intoxicated, infected by injection, polluted by the water that we're drinking, the chlorine, the fluoride, all of these things are wreaking havoc with our normal systems. Like normally you would not be living in pain or dysfunction. And so how do you get back to normal is the question. And the five-step process that I've laid out in the book Healing Celebrations is typically what helps everybody begin the process of coming back to normal and being pain-free and disease-free. And so whether you're talking about from colds to cancers or autoimmune diseases with neurological impairments, the first thing that you want to start to do is hydrate yourself with good pH-adjusted water. So it's, again, the subject of detoxification through alkalization and water, leading into further alkalization with pH-adjusted foods. Watch your diet. Don't stay away from the lifestyle risks, caffeine, nicotine, sugar, stress, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, and a lot of red meat cause the body to become acidified, and it's only in that acid state then that the germs and the autoimmune diseases and cancers can overwhelm the immune system and nature's balance. So step two is deacidification or alkalization. Step three is approaching whatever illness that you have with this concept of holistic health, understanding that health is a function of physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual factors. And if you really want to address the manner in which everyone heals, and this concept of dis-ease is actually part of the healing process. It's really a cleansing. So instead of suppressing the emotions and feelings of, let's say, depression, or suppressing the symptoms of a cold or flu, or getting chemotherapy to try to annihilate a cancer at the same time annihilating everything else in your body. And this concept of warfare, you know, the drug industrialists make a lot of money from war, so we're conducting war against biology, antibiotics, you know, antivirals, anti-this, anti-that, anti-cancer chemotherapeutics, instead of probiotics, instead of promoting the natural balance. And what happens when you're engaged in holistic approach to balancing and regaining your natural balance, it's natural to think of a spiral process. The dynamic of healing is where you've got to go through these purges. You've got to go through these healing crises, because that's part of the process. But if you stay true to faith and you stay true to what I'm telling you, which is the common sense, nature's way, and the scriptural way to heal, is you want to look at these healing crises, physical, mental, emotional, as part of this up, forward progress. So I can tell you, having counseled thousands of people in this, it's just the way it is. Everybody goes through crashing episodes, and then the next time you may not have it for 6 months or a year, but then, you know, you might have another episode where things seem to be getting more challenging, more difficult, but yet, you know, it's not as bad as it was initially when you first start the process of holistic healing. So you, physical, mental, emotional, social, you know, what we need now more of is the kind of support that we have in our community in Hawaii. People like Reverend Roxy and Brother Galen and the group there that are celebrating with us Live H2O. Social support is very important, because if you think that you're all alone in the world and, you know, you think that you're crazy and the rest of the world is really mad and you're kind of like a black sheep out there, you know, that's kind of stressful. And so this whole concept of finding a good extended family and community to reduce your stress and to reinforce sanity and health behaviors and spiritual blessings that are really right here, right now to be had, but we've got to join each other as brothers and sisters and support each other. So social support. Then there's also environmental. You know, you can do everything that we're talking about here. You can do everything from pray and have your hands on healing and take your expensive machines, water machines, or top your, you know, even your wonderful things like zeolite. But if you're living in the Love Canal, or if you're living in a place that you're breathing hideous pollution, and that may be in a sick building or in your workplace or maybe your house or maybe your neighborhood, essentially then you're really not going to be blessing your Holy Spirit-filled temple. And the famous suggestion that I have for you comes out of the Bible. You know, it's like, in the end time, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, which is the humanity's bloodstream, but the banks will be lined by trees whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. What's interesting about a tree that's growing, that makes it different from a human being that's growing next to a bank, a river bank, is that a human being, if it's a polluted river bank, can get up and leave. A tree can't. And so this understanding is that you've got to get yourself into a situation where you're not being reinfected and reintoxicated. And that just makes common sense. So there's physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual practices. You know, we are now coming out of millennia of ignorance, coming out of centuries of the current cryptocracy, dumbing humanity down politically through propaganda mechanisms, through even this language called English, which is the most enslaving language ever. And that the reality is, and you know, if you don't believe me, just read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse and figure out from there the alphanumerics of the English language that's flipped backwards from the sacred languages that were the most spirit-filled languages like Hebrew and Sanskrit and ancient Aramaic, that when you spoke them, they had a resonance frequency that had a communing effect between two persons and the divine human communion as well. So this concept that spirituality, energy, is the most profoundly important of all of the healing and remedial strategies. And that's why it's important, most important today, to focus on spiritual healing, hands-on healing. There's nothing more powerful in healthcare than the sound of your voice. Literally, not just in prayer, but musically. That I've had experiences with the most wonderful physical therapists, hands-on healers, soma body workers, and I can tell you the best, most profound physical therapists were the ones who sang and chanted and energy vibration along with the physical manipulation. That the combination of that physical caring and the touch and the energy of the sound with the intention to heal a human body. There's nothing more profound than that. And, you know, we're in the end times now. And we're in a time now where we've got to look at finding your own voice. And part of finding your own voice is the understanding that even if we think that we can't sing, even if we think that we don't have a voice, that doesn't mean that you don't have a vocal cord box that can resonate and vibrate to heal people and sonically do that. You can do that in prayer. You can do that in speaking of the tongues. You can do that in opera. And it's just you've got to find your voice. And that's really, really, really important today, especially as we approach the Concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, where we're going to be singing and chanting along with each other internationally to restore harmony, to eliminate, transmute the insanity, so that we can come together as one and live in peace and be in health, and then understand that where there's a brother or sister or child suffering, that that's not their problem, it's our problem. And so that this concept now is a spiritual evolution of the highest order that we must engage, not just because it's the right thing to do, but in essence at this point, survival of what we call humanity is literally at stake. It's not just we're on the verge of extinction as a thought. That is absolutely the reality. We are looking at the potential now to have everything that you and I hold dear as a brother and a sister within the tribes of Israel, within the 12 tribes, within the birthrights of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, within the covenants of the one God. We are literally at a time in history where if the drug industrialists have their way, then we won't be relying on anything natural. We'll be relying on everything pharmaceutical and electrogenetic, with general pharmaceuticals, genetic modifications of drugs and various species of viruses and bacteria, etc., that is what they have planned for what they call humanity and what they call civilization. And I'm telling you at this point, there's really, as Reverend Roxy has been saying, you got to choose in or choose out, and the choice has never in history been more clear. And the evidence for what I'm talking about is all around, and this last bout with the avian flu fright and this whole scam for vaccinations and intoxication. And what they're preparing us for right now is in 3 or 4 months that this, what they've loosed from labs, they say is going to come back and it's going to be the big one. Well, gee whiz, if that's the case, and it would not surprise me in the least, there's only one place to go for your salvation. And it's not even to OxySilver. I take OxySilver. I love it. My children take it. I take it with prayer. Every time I take it, I pray because I understand it's meant to be an amplifier for prayer. And it is a profoundly wonderful, broad-spectrum antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasite. But you know what? It's nothing near as powerful as the essence of prayer, which is love, and the essence of what the Creator has in store for us, which is 1,000 years of being in love. And so this concept now of preparation and filling your body with the right foods and the right chemistry and the right energy, that is really most urgent. And it's not just urgent for you, for your survival. It's urgent for all of us, our children and our children's children, the future of civilization. And I say that with all earnesty, and I pray that those of you listening tonight will take this message seriously but also joyfully, because the truth shall set us free. On the Inside Hour, and as many of our hosts on BBS Radio have consistently put out the truth. I want to acknowledge Fred Bell also. I haven't talked to Fred in a while, but I'm kind of in Fred's neighborhood right now in Laguna Beach, California. You know, Fred was talking about electrons and energy and hydrogen and spins long before anybody else I know. And so this is the kind of people that we're now engaging, both on BBS and in our groups and on Mogulus Broadcasting. For those of you who are listening and were trying to reach us on Mogulus, I apologize, the camera went down. So we'll get that fixed this coming week and make sure that we're up and running on that. Any other questions before we start to close down tonight? Okay, well, thanks a lot. So I guess there you have it. Let me give thanks to a couple of our sponsors for tonight's program. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com. If you go to HealthyWorldStore.com, you'll find some of the most wonderful products that are for health and sustainability that you'll find anywhere. They're the most advanced products that I've been able to find. And they may not be the cheapest products around, but you know, in most cases, you do get what you pay for. And I can tell you this, I've tried to bring them to market in the best way that I possibly can, the finest products, and everything on Healthy World Store I absolutely endorse, and I take myself, I use myself, my family does as well. And I can tell you that I don't think that there's any finer broad-spectrum antimicrobial than OxySilver. I think that it surpasses the top-shelf silver hydrosols that are out there because of the addition of Love Frequency 528, which the rest of the world has not grasped yet. And beyond that, the technology of taking silver and literally covalently bonding it to the oxygen itself in the water molecule so that it can go in, do its job, and then leave the body completely. 96% leaves within 24 hours, so you don't get argyra, you don't get the accumulation in the tissues of silver. That's a product that's superlative. The one I mentioned earlier on tonight's program for detoxing and preparing your body to really receive the greatest blessing is called Zeolife. That's at HealthyWorldStore.com as well. And another product that I'm totally in love with, it's actually in the title. If the product is called Love Minerals. Love Minerals. I highly urge everybody listening tonight to order a bottle of Love Minerals and start taking Love Minerals because, you know, there's a lot of great mineral products out there in the market. I have a good friend, Dr. Joel Wallach. He has a wonderful product, and I appreciate Joel very much for the contributions he's made. But the reality is, when I asked Dr. Medicine Wolf to give me the most superior, energized, electron-dense, and bioenergy freeing mineral supplement, and then he designed for us Love Minerals, which you add 2 drops to an 8-ounce glass. I typically start my mornings with a quart, and I will probably add I will usually go 3 sixes and 9. So in a quart, I'll usually add like 9 or 15 drops to a quart of water. And you sip that throughout the day. And I'll tell you something. If you get off the salt, the table salt, and you substitute love minerals, and you try to avoid salts, and if you enjoy salt, then get the Celtic salt or some good sea salt. And you'll find that those little aches and pains go away. You'll find that those neurological bizarre muscle spasms that ache your toes and cramp your fingers, that goes away within a day when you start literally taking love minerals, avoiding the sodium chloride table salt, and drinking a good measure of love minerals water or pH-adjusted water as well. So usually what I'll do is throughout the day, I take a pH of 8 adjusted drinking water. I use the Harmony unit that's on sale right now on Healthy World Store. In Hawaii, I don't need that, but I'm now in Southern California, and the water here is highly intoxicated by the public health community that think that they're doing humanity a favor. And so I do have the Harmony unit right now. We're actually in the process of private labeling with I Am Life, a even better unit than Harmony. It'll be a little bit more expensive, but it is well worth it. Harmony is a great machine. That's what I'm using right now. It does have a filter system in it, and it does pretty much get out most of the chlorine. I can still taste slightly, but it's much, much better than if I didn't use the machine at all. And I pH adjusted 8, and then I'll take that and I'll add the love minerals to pH 8 adjusted drinking water, and that's what I'll have throughout my day. And I'll tell you something, it is the most phenomenal experience to be reversing your aging. And that's what these products that I'm talking about do. There's only one other product that I would highly recommend among those three is Primo Life. It's the top shelf of all of the supplements to really get your body singing and actually reverse aging. And so Love Minerals, Primo Life, Zeo Life, and Oxy Silver. The silver itself is vitally important. There's good silver in Love Minerals, but Oxy Silver is a great blessing. And you know where else there's silver? I forgot one thing that I am also doing. There's a new product that we have called Liquid Dentist that is absolutely superb. I have to warn you, your teeth are going to feel so clean, and they're going to stay so clean for so long, and you're going to be able to feel that with the tip of your tongue, that it is literally addicting, that you will never want to use toothpaste again, or that when you use toothpaste, your tongue is going to go over your teeth and you're going to go, man, they don't feel as clean as they did when I used Liquid Dentist. And likewise, any other mouthwash you can throw out because it's all toxic waste anyway. The Liquid Dentist is so good for you and so incredible after cleaning your teeth by swishing your mouth. Basically, what we do now, what I love doing, and I highly recommend that you do, is that you mechanically clean your teeth. Brush, first of all, floss as best you can, every side of every tooth. And then, wherever there's a hole in your teeth, pick it out, get it cleaned out as best you can, mechanically. And then, take your toothbrush, dip your toothbrush into Liquid Dentist, and brush your teeth with Liquid Dentist. And then, when you're done doing that, rinse with Liquid Dentist for 2 minutes. And then swallow it. It is so healthy and so powerful. And yes, it's got some silver in there too. Some nano silver is in there. And so you'll have that benefit and blessing too for protection. But those products that I've just mentioned, if you really want to optimize your spiritual energy and the capacity of the water in your body to receive and send these electrons, the energy signals, these are the products to do it. And that's what we've been designing these products for now for about a little over a year. And now they're available on healthyworldstore.com. And there's a toll-free number you can get to connect with Robert or Donna or Jackie in the home office at Healthy World Store. It is 888 4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. Well, we're about out of time. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to BBS Radio for our dear brother Don Nikoloff on this fabulous network, BBS. Again, my apologies to, for those of you who are attempting to watch me tonight live on BBS. I'm sorry, on www.love528tv.net. It was a simple camera error, and we've got that planned for fixing this week, and I'll be up broadcasting live via streaming video, high density and high quality video that you'll be able to get online at www.love528tv.net or .com. Anyway, joyful time tonight. Thank you, Reverend Roxy Hampton and Galen, for joining us from the Big Island of Hawaii. And thanks to our caller for your questions. Next week again, folks, I'll be happy to take your questions on the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. For everybody here in California, for everybody working beautifully, and this Live H2O is moving forward, we love you very much. Keep up the great work that you're doing out there. Prepare your bodies well. Love you. Bye for now.